Hi, everybody. Welcome to Geeks That Drink. I am one of your co-hosts, Jesse, formerly Cloud of Fan Vibe Podcast. With me is Kage.
Yo.
Formerly also Kage of Fan Vibe Podcast. Bravo.
What's up?
Formerly, of course, Bravo, Fan Vibe Podcast. And Kitsune, formerly Bestie of Fan Vibe Podcast.
How's it going?
We're probably going to be calling you Kit. My bestie. You're going to be Kit forever. I'm sorry. I'm horrible. And welcome. We are, of course, as I said, formerly Fan Vibe Podcast. So if you did come over from Fan Vibe Podcast, thank you so much for following. If you are new, thank you for listening. Please don't be scared away by the absolute chaos that is probably going to be happening. So everybody, what are you drinking? I currently have some nice cranberry juice because I wanted juice.
The tears of my enemy.
Tears of your enemy. Kit, what are you drinking?
Milk.
Kage, got anything?
Wow. Tears of my enemy. That's really dark.
Not blood.
Blood is better.
Really dark.
Tears are salty. They'll dehydrate you.
Blood is better.
All that iron.
I can forge my sword after I drink it.
Yeah, but too much iron in the body isn't good.
True.
Actually, it is perfectly good because then you have good poops.
You will get constipated after a while, though. Let's step away from poop anyway. Somehow we always end up on that. Let's stop that. Alrighty, guys. So I'm going to start off with some questions so people can get to know us in this new episode. Sorry for that random noise. So that people can get to know us as a podcast. We are currently 4 members. We may grow, we may not, but we will always try to have some guests at some point. So, we're going to start off with, how long have you been podcasting? I, Jesse, have been podcasting since, I want to say, 2012, 2013-ish. So, about 7 years or so-ish. Bravo, how about you?
On and off for the past, I don't know how long.
Kage?
I don't know, roughly about the same time as you, or whenever we
started,
whenever the formal name of Fan Vibe.
Yes.
Had started.
And then we have our baby Kit. Do tell them how long you've been podcasting.
4 months.
Yay!
I was really hoping you would say this many.
This many! It's 4, guys. Right.
Can't see me.
Alrighty.
First of all, you can't see what this many is.
It's 4. We can tell them for her. It's 4. Alrighty. So, next question. How long have y'all been going to conventions? I personally have been going to conventions since, I want to say, 2008. Anime Expo 2008 was my first convention. It is currently 2019. Anime Expo is on the horizon. So almost 11 years of conventions for me. Bravo, how long have you been going?
Too long. 12 years.
12 years. What was your first convention?
Anime Expo 2007 in Long Beach.
Nice. Mine was in LA. And Kage, how about you?
Very first one ever. Was 2003. Didn't actually continuously start going until about 2006, and that went on for a very long time.
And Kit,
it's still happening.
Yeah, still happening. And Kitsune, tell them about when your first convention was.
Mine was 2010 at Supernatural Convention.
And how long have you been going to anime conventions?
And AMA conventions was like 2014 or 15.
I think it was like.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I think it was 14. I'm trying to remember. You're the youngest. You're younger than me by a few months, Bestie.
And you always lord that over me.
I do. You try to lord it over me, so I might as well lord it over you. Alrighty, next question for them to get to know us. How long have we been cosplaying? I've been cosplaying since I've been going to cons. Well, actually, it might be a little before it, but I don't really count it as actual cosplaying. Though I did like to be, like, as a kid, I was like, I have to be Queen Amidala. I have to be Eowyn. I need to be these geeky things for Halloween. Let me be Kagura from Inuyasha. But yeah, officially, I want to say 2008-ish was, like, when I started cosplaying. I want to say, like, official, like, made into an actual thing was, who was it? Sasuke, probably? Who, I hate his guts. Kage, you're breathing into the mic.
Sorry, I kind of choked on my gum, so.
That's what you get for chewing gum while filming.
We're not even filming.
I know, but I'm gonna leave that in, because we're recording. Because now they know.
You're breathing into the mic again.
You are. Alrighty. Kage, let's go in a different order. How long have you been cosplaying?
2006.
What was your first cosplay?
I don't even remember anymore. It was something super simple.
Yeah.
Kage, breathe properly or die in a hole.
Stop it! I will mute you.
Anyway, yeah.
Yes, Mom.
Gosh, I don't even remember.
No?
Anymore.
Alrighty, well, we'll let you think about that for a bit.
2006 to 19, just how many years is that?
Too long.
13.
Too long.
Alrighty, Kit. How long have you been cosplaying, bestie?
Basically, like you said, like, doing the geeky stuff, but I guess my first one would have been Castiel in 2010 before I knew what cosplaying was.
Okay, and when you knew what cosplaying was?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, maybe Ninetales.
Ninetales? That was 14, wasn't it?
I think so.
Something like that. But you've been doing it for a while, because you did do Cass. And Bravo, how long have you been cosplaying?
10 out of the past 12 years.
And what was your first cosplay?
Oddly enough, I still remember this because I was heavily sunburnt during Long Beach Anime Expo. I was a fat version of Ryu from Street Fighter.
Good job.
Oh, God. Long Beach Anime Expo.
Yeah. The Sunburn Con.
If you guys can't tell, we geeks that drink are based out of California. We do a lot of California-based conventions. We actually just did two. We've got more coming up, but that will be another episode for you. So, what kind of stuff do you guys like? For me, I like history-based stuff. I am a history buff. I love...
Bunnies!
Yes, you do love bunnies. This is true.
Tacos!
And you're just being racist towards yourself, so...
What? It's accuracy.
I know. But it is so true. You do love tacos. I also like anime and comic books. I read both Marvel and I read... Ouch. DC.
I did not know that was a brand. Marvel and...
Achoo is a good brand. And I also read some Dark Horse here and there. It is a great brand. All sorts of stuff. Cosplaying. I love going to theater. I love theater. Love watching D&D. Or are you listening to D&D? I have not played it yet. That will change, probably. Let's be honest.
We need to do that.
Yeah, we do need to do that. All sorts of stuff. Like Disney. I mean, you can't live where I live and not like Disney, I feel. But what about you guys? Kit, what do you like?
Too much stuff.
Too much stuff? Name a couple for us. Name a couple for us.
Well, obviously, since my name is Kitsune, I have an obsession with those.
Yeah, I do buy you a lot of Fox stuff.
And, I love my anime. And general.
Foxes eat bunnies, deal with it.
After your bunny next, Kage.
You also liked Supernatural for a very long time, and, sewing.
Stuff anymore.
Yeah, I fell out of Supernatural. I feel bad. Oh, I like Doctor Who. You buy me all the Doctor Who stuff. But we did bond and become best friends over Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Potter
forever. All the Potter heads in here, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah! Sherlock, all sorts.
Wait, houses. What houses?
Gryffindor.
Grin.
Kage?
Slytherin.
Slytherin. Yeah. What's your backup house? My backup house is Slytherin.
Mine's Gryffindor.
Do you know what your secondary house is, Kit or Kage?
Ravenclaw.
Had a feeling. K- Kit, are you is your secondary house Gryffindor?
I don't know.
I think it would be Gryffindor. Honestly.
Tests when I'm cool, so I have no idea.
I would be a hat stall, but yeah. Yeah, it's the fun stuff. I won't ask about the American houses because I know not everybody will know their American houses, and that's okay. We will do that. I know you know.
Krispy Kreme.
It is now a house. Krispy Kreme. We can all bond. Dude, I almost was like, on the way back from CoastCon, I literally looked at Kenzie and I went, we could get donuts.
How do you think I felt like when I looked at Kage? We're like, we need to get donuts.
Alrighty. But I'm so glad we all have geeky things. Bravo, what kind of geeky shit do you like? Other than tacos. Do you like anime?
Huh?
Do you like anime?
Yeah, hell yeah, I love anime.
What kind of comics, what brand of comics do you normally read? Everything, certain brand? I know Kit only likes TC.
Mainly Marvel, but I do love my DC as long as the storylines are really good. So one of my favorite DC is Metal series that came out last year.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. I will say I do like DC's animated stuff way more than any animated thing that Marvel could come out with, but Marvel takes the cake when it comes to live action.
Although DC is doing a better job as of late.
They did pretty well.
If you haven't seen Shazam, holy hell, it is amazing.
No spoilers. I need to go see it. I was going to ask Kit to go see it, but we'll wait.
I'm just saying it's amazing. I'm not spoiling shit.
Kage, other than bunnies, what kind of geeky stuff do you like? By the way, does anybody here other than Harry Potter like British stuff? Like, I like Doctor Who. I watched all of Sherlock. I was obsessed with Sherlock. I waited a very long time for Sherlock. Ooh, Torchwood's good. I used to watch Top Gun.
Well, Jack Harkness is a sexy man.
Oh, he's so sexy.
I met him and I worked with him and he's freaking awesome.
Bunnies.
Other than bunnies, I know you like anime.
Hey, boy, bunnies.
I know you like video games. What type of video games do you guys like? Action.
RPGs?
RPGs are good.
Yeah.
I also like stuff like Stardew. I play way too much Stardew.
I have an increasing growing of Assassin's Creed games.
Yes. Dude, fun fact, recognition for the church, since Notre Dame did have a fire, they are currently giving out one of the Assassin's Creed for free.
Yeah, they are currently giving out Assassin's Creed Unity from the Ubi workshop. Not only that, but Ubisoft donated 500,000 euros to the cause of rebuilding Notre Dame.
And not to mention, on top of that, because of how much detail they went into in the video game, they can actually, if they need to, not that they would probably need to because they have a lot of documentation of it, the church itself, they could use the games to help rebuild.
So here's the thing. Unfortunately, the church does have the documentation, but they didn't use the laser technology that Ubisoft used when it came to the detailing of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
The reason being is because the technology that they use, they are able to borrow the schematics from Ubisoft and rebuild it piece by piece.
Thankfully, all the original stuff, the medieval stuff, was all built in sturdy stone. So it was actually perfectly fine from the fire. That being said, I was so thankful. They only lost two windows. One of the stained glass windows is okay. One of the ones from the 12th century is okay. Oh, my little heart. I was so worried. But anyway, Kage, what other kind of stuff do you like? You like video games? You like anime? What kind of comics do you like?
Comics? What?
You don't read comics?
No. You meant to say manga. Get it right.
Oh, you only read manga?
I don't even read manga anymore. I don't even...
Do you read manhwa?
He reads mangoes.
I forgot to add. I read manhwa... I forgot the name of the Chinese one, which I feel horrible because I do read them. I had it written down somewhere, and I read the
Webtoons.
Oh, and I read Webtoons, yes. But no, like, there's actual, like, Chinese comics out there, like the one for GDC, Grand Demonic Cultivator. And I love watching K-dramas and J-dramas. I even watch Chinese ones. And
my esophagus.
You're dying again?
Yes, I'm feeling this piece of my gum going down my esophagus.
Good job.
Go
mute yourself and go cough it out.
It's verging to my stomach. I don't think it's coming out anytime soon.
Okay, well, I would say regurgitate it, but that would be gross for everybody.
Not if we don't try hard enough.
Anyway, anybody here other than me listen to K-pop?
Nerd.
Bestie does. Kitsune does. But I kind of forced it upon her. I got her into Shiny, and I was so sad. There is sad news behind that. But I got her into Shiny and then had her branch out. And I was so happy about, I'm going to sneeze again. I'm good. Oh.
Hachu.
I hate you. There are Hachus on my desk. Anyway, I was happy about Blackpink. Anyway, all right. Anything else anybody can think of that's geeky? Like, I don't want to be the only one to info dump on everybody all the stuff I like. Come on, share with our crew, share with the crowd what you like, so that way they can know. Like, hey, I want y'all to talk about this. Like, Yaoi.
Keep sharing, Cloud. Well, you can't spell Yaoi without
Yaoi. Yaoi, Yaoi, Yaoi. Hey, Kage and I like Yaoi.
What?
I like hentai.
I also like Yuri.
Who doesn't?
Bestie. But that's okay. It's not everybody's taste.
Bestie, you should watch Yuri on Ice.
She doesn't like it.
I don't like sports anime.
I tried to make her watch it because I love ice skating, which
is
a sport.
It's more gay than sports.
But it's ice skating, which is a sport. And I mean, I loved ice skating before Yuri and I, so I was just, like, super excited to have, like, ice skating. Oh, it was amazing.
For season 2.
I know. But we're getting a movie, so I'm happy about that. What type of major video games do y'all play? Like, I play Overwatch and Dead by Daylight.
Dragon Age.
There you go. Stardew.
Battlefield.
Assassin's Creed. Battlefield. Yeah.
You play it is it My Time with Portia or at Portia, Bestie?
My Time at Portia. That's about it. So I don't have money.
Well, you also play Stardew and that one that you wanted to cosplay from. The one that I showed you a cosplayer of. That's online.
Oh.
You just narrowed it down to like 1,000 cosplayers.
Shh. She knows what I'm talking about.
Dude. Come on. Where is it?
She knows what I'm talking about. It's the bestie power, okay? It's an online MMORPG, right?
Clap. What did you go by again? Oh, yeah, there you go.
Jesse.
No. This is what real bestie power is. All you have to do is ask, hey, anybody want to go drinking after this?
He didn't unmute. He doesn't wanna. Just so everybody knows, Kage is muted and he is Bravo's bestie and he did not want to go drinking. Did you find it, bestie? What's the name of that game?
Blade
and Soul, there we go.
Who the hell said we were besties?
You guys are joined at the hip. Anyway, there's also like Otome's and stuff. You can tape him.
No. We're not joined at the hip.
The shoulder and hip? He's your bitch. Okay.
This.
Okay. He's your bitch. Never mind.
Convention.
Alrighty. So, anything else you guys want to tell the fans about or the listeners about? Anything you want them to know that isn't inappropriate?
A huge wrestling fan.
Yes. You do like wrestling. I think you're also the only one in the group now that watches Dragon Ball Z.
Eh, it's whatever's.
That's okay, though. To each their own. Like, Bestie and I love Devil as a Part-Timer. Oh, it's hilarious.
Hilarious.
It's great.
I'm pretty sure I'm the only one of the group who still loves, like, one of the oldest animes ever made.
What?
Speed Racer.
Oh, I never watched that.
Neither.
Alrighty. Anyway, Thank y'all for listening. I can talk, I swear, guys. Yeah. Thank y'all for listening so much. Thank you for listening to us ramble for the past 20 minutes. We are trying to keep these episodes short so they are a little bit more digestible, so they aren't taking forever, so that you don't go, dear God, make them shut up. So thank you so much for listening. We are Geeks That Drink. You can find us both on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. We will be hoping to put our podcast up on iTunes, on Spotify, and maybe one day, once I figure out how, on Pandora. We don't know. We will find out. But do try and give us a follow, Geeks That Drink, Geeks That Drink Podcast. Thank you so, so, so much for listening, and thank you for taking your time to come and check us out. We hope to see you at some of the many conventions we aim to go to, and if you want to talk to us, you're more than welcome to. Feel free. We are more than willing to talk to you. So I'm Jesse, signing out. This is Bravo.
We are the Geeks That Drink.
Yee.
This is Kage.
Yee. What's in your cup?
And Kitsune.
Hi.
Thank you so, so much for listening, and we hope to talk to y'all again soon. Bye.
Toodles.